Park team shoot. That would be shooting about 450 yards.
We're just commenting.
475.
How close would you get for the whole thing? Unless he has function.
Pretty close.
He's probably pretty close there. If you look, at the pattern. The pattern's not very big. Yeah, he's pretty close. Shot, yeah. Probably on the trail.
You talking about the shot up sign?
Yeah. On his surarm on the trail with his shotgun.
Okay, Jan, do we have the recording going? Very good. We'd like to welcome everybody out. We have determined that we have a quorum, as long as nobody hangs up on the phone. Thank you, Mayor, for joining us. Right now, we'll be approving the minutes from June 17th, 2025. Anybody had a chance to...
I motion that we approve the minutes from June 2025.
Second. We have a motion and a second to approve the minutes. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion passes. Our next item, yeah, we're moving right along, folks. I'll let the votes catch up with. We're now on to item three, which is financial report. Camille, I saw you. Oh, I'm looking right at you. I'm blind. Okay.
So last month, we deobligated a bunch of stuff, and I appreciate that. St. George City was able to get me a bunch of invoices that we paid on some projects. So as of right now, total bank balance is $6,767,180. Of that, $3,375,053 is obligated, which leaves $3,392,126 available for new projects.
That's very good. That's just informational, right? There's no action on that.
Right.
So we only have one action item from Hurricane City, a request for funding from COG to pay closing costs and property acquisition costs for the 1400 West and 2300 South corridor. Todd, I think you were going to speak to it, or do you have somebody here from Hurricane to speak to it?
From Hurricane?
I can answer any questions.
Yep.
What's our total? What are we asking for? Do we have a number? I don't have a number on this. I just wonder how much.
I can go through it real quick if you want. They had an appraisal done for property and easements. Came in at $145,000. They're requesting $6,000 for closing costs and appraisal fees. So the total request is $151,000.
This comes out of our preservation fund. Myron, where does this come out of?
This would come out of our preservation fund.
Sorry. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, they requested out of the preservation fund. They said that it's not planned to be built anytime soon.
Mr. Chair, is it possible to see the map? Just kind of see what the location of that is. And then my other question is, if it's not planned to be built anytime soon, maybe this is a question for Hurricane. Is there a reason that it's here now so soon?
We have a willing seller. Who's noticed the master plan, and so as they approach us, that
can you share more detail on any of that?
So they're at the intersection of 2300 South, which is one of our minor arterials, and 1400 West, which is a minor collector, and so it's just one of the big T intersections.
Can you tell us who initiated the purchase? Was it initiated by the city or by the seller?
It was initiated by the seller.
Do we have the ability to pull up a map?
I printed off a little bit of the area surrounding it. Don't know if you can see it real well. This is the area in yellow that they're requesting. These areas right here were previously purchased with COG funding, these gray areas right here. So we've done three lakes of that intersection, and so they're looking to do this part of this fourth lake of that intersection. So a part of the property's already been acquired. That's the whole purpose behind the COG, is to try to acquire property way far in advance, 20 years in advance, if at all possible. That gives us the best bang for the buck, so that we're not buying improved property or property that has utilities that need to be moved and things like that.
So
that's their request is consistent with the COG mandate to try to acquire as much property, and we tried to acquire as much property with the preservation fund because it is more cost effective than the construction fund.
Mayor
Anything
Stanley,
over 5 years is usually for.
Did you catch though that they said that the buyers saw, or the seller saw the master transportation plan, and that's why they came forward? So it's part of their master plan.
Yes, I did, and so I was just trying to start the conversation on this particular transaction. So,
okay.
So I understand the seller initiated. I understand the master plan. I'm trying to gather the information. I'm not a voting member, Councilman Ivy votes for Washington City, but I decided to stay. And
you're a heckler.
Yeah, it's the first time.
What's the acreage that's being picked up?
They're looking. We'd look to purchase 0.849 acres of a 3.73 acre parcel, so roughly a fourth of the parcel.
And just to be really clear, what's the use for the property?
The use for the property that we would be buying would be for a master plan road.
Yes.
Roads and utility easements.
What's its current use though?
Current use is just open space, so you can see a picture of it right there.
Oh,
that's probably zoned ag at this point.
Yeah,
there.
Exactly. It doesn't have any buildings on it or anything at this point.
So it's not an easement, it's the entire property.
We buy
the red
part in red. Yeah, the part in red of the entire piece there.
Just the okay.
Then you see a dash line that's on the inside, that's a utility and public utility.
Okay. And the request is justified by the appraisal, I think, kind of where you're headed there.
Yeah, the appraisal was
the
done.
The total ask is $151,000
yes.
With the closing costs and appraisal and everything.
Right, that's what there has to be obligated at this time.
This is in their transportation master plan for Hurricane City.
Yes.
And when was that?
2019 is what they said earlier.
Last master plan was 2019.
Yeah, you already answered that one.
There's a copy of it right there if you want to look at. The corridor is a little bit different. It's not called 2300 South on its own on our project list. It's referred to as Dixie Springs Drive and 2300 South in Hurricane. So just to make sure it's an extension of Dixie Springs, then comes up and will come across the freeway and tie into 2300 South. So it's a major arterial form.
This is on the very eastern side of what will be an extension of Washington.
Considering the seller reached out to Hurricane City to initiate this, understanding the master transportation plan, is it common practice, or do we ever look at kind of the history of, have there been additional transactions, recent transactions that the properties changed hands and got to this point? Do we care? Do we look at the title trail at all?
I know this property was acquired, I think, within the past year, but I don't know. We don't necessarily look at that other than I just looked at the property description.
And this is what the COG money is for, the preservation, is to buy right-of-ways and future.
Exactly.
And,
yeah,
and
we're trying
to do it far enough ahead, we don't pay top dollar for later.
Exactly. Try to get it acquired so that we don't have to go through condemnation or other problems. We can only deal with a willing seller or a willing buyer, and it has to be at appraised value. We cannot pay extra, we can't threaten condemnation, anything like that. We need to. It has to be a willing seller and a willing buyer.
Mr. Chairman has to be excused. Thank you.
So, Victor, I'd like to make a motion that we approve the Hurricanes' ask for the funding from COG for the purchase of property at 1400 West, 2300 South, to the amount of $151,000.
I'll second it.
We have a motion and a second on the action. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion passes.
Wait, we have to have 7 votes. We only have 5.
Oh, wait,
Crest,
that's
one.
No, Crest doesn't.
Crest
doesn't.
Oh, he has votes.
Votes.
I didn't hear you guys vote. Oh, I said yes, sorry. Okay, we're good.
I would like a little more conversation before the motion, but I'll vote aye. Seeing that it's already passed.
Oh.
go back and discuss more.
We can still discuss it. Kurt, we don't need to.
There's no need to.
Sure. Okay. All righty. Well, that's our final item, so do we have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Well, thank you, everyone.
No, it's just that little red strip around. They're just white when they widen the road.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Do it again.
Yeah, because we don't find.
Discussion about I was anticipating on bike stuff, but it was good.
No, it's good.
And I've got one.